Fun 107, Michael and Maddie, and it's time for our South Coast Health Community Spotlight. Today, we shine the spotlight on my brother's keeper in Dartmouth, and Paul Key is the Chief Development Officer over there at My Brother's Keeper. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Happy to have you. So tell us about My Brother's Keeper. I believe it's all about feeding people who need it. Is that not right?
That's a big part of what we do.
Okay.
Yeah, My Brother's Keeper is a Christian ministry. We serve the local community by providing healthy groceries and household furniture to the local families in need. We deliver all of this to their home, no charge, and no prerequisites for service. As long as the families or individuals live in the geographic territory we serve, we provide them with what they need. We do this really to fulfill our mission, which is to bring the love and hope of Jesus Christ to those we serve. We proudly deem ourselves a Christian ministry, but we serve anyone who asks for help, regardless of religion. One of the things you mentioned was feeding people. That's become the biggest part of what we do. This year, we'll make over 15,000 food deliveries to local families.
Wow, to local families.
Stuff through southeastern Massachusetts.
So what is your region? How far do you reach out of Dartmouth?
Sure. For Dartmouth, for food assistance, we really focus on four cities and towns: Fall River, New Bedford, Dartmouth, and Westport. Those are the communities that we find the greatest need. It's staggering, actually. The food insecurity rate in Bristol County is 48%. That's the highest
Holy
in the state.
Holy moly, really?
It is.
That is disturbing.
It is disturbing. The poverty rate in Fall River is 20%, New Bedford 19%. And so for us to be able to serve families in those communities is very important. To get our community involved is huge. We are an organization that has only 18 employees, but each year we have about 5,000 volunteers that help us make these deliveries to local families. And so that's a big part of the ability to be able to do what we do is to get our local community involved in volunteering. So if listeners are interested in becoming involved to come out and help us make these deliveries of food and furniture to local families, they can call our local office in Dartmouth. We'll be happy to speak with them. Whether that's a family, whether that's a church group, whether that's a school, we work with all sorts of volunteers, have a very flexible schedule, and we'd be happy to work with them.
Where do you get your healthy food that you get to these people?
Yeah, I would say about 95% of what we deliver for food comes from the Greater Boston Food Bank. What they do not provide, we pay for, or we purchase out of our fundraising budget. And so the families that we serve are getting about $200 worth of groceries. It's everything from frozen meat, fruits and vegetables, healthy, non-perishable items, and paper goods. We deliver those same day. So in about half an hour, our helpline is going to open for food assistance. Those families that are calling this morning will get their groceries this afternoon.
Wow, that's amazing. It really is. So if you are a family that is in need of food, or maybe you're a family that wants to come together as a family and volunteer to help get these families food, you must have a website to go to, right?
Absolutely. MyBrothersKeeper.org. Another way, if people are interested in getting involved, we have our annual South Coast Soiree event coming up on Friday, September 27th. It's held at our facility in Dartmouth. Early bird pricing, which is $50 per ticket, is available until tomorrow, the 13th of September. After that, the ticket prices go up to $75. But it's a great way to help financially support our work here in the South Coast.
Paul Key from My Brother's Keeper in Dartmouth, thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's the South Coast Health Community Spotlight on Fun 107.